The Joyride.
Now, I showed today's conspiracy theory video to Nikki and Aaron before the show. Were you guys freaked out a little bit when you saw it?
Incredibly.
Yeah, dit het my gepla. Want ek het selfs gaan toe nou Google deep dwelling octopus, net om te sien of ek hom dalk daar kan opspoor, en nee, hy's nie daar nie.
This creature does not exist. So if you're wondering what Nikki's talking about, today in Conspiracy Corner, we feature an animal, what can only be described as a living thing. Because I don't, if that is a machine, wow, things have gone way past what we think they are at the moment. But you could only call an ocean drone, so it's one of these deep ocean crafts, has been spotting an animal, but it's floating all by itself. You know, it's not even moving in packs, so it's just literally this one singular animal floating around in the water, but it looks like nothing you have ever seen in your life. And what makes it even freakier, as they follow this animal, it starts kind of interacting with the camera. And it shows off what can only be described as parking lights. You know,
yeah.
It looks like disco lights going off all the time as part of its skin. And then what also is a little bit freaky, it's got a weird body shape. It almost looks like a very short hammerhead shark.
Mm.
But then all of a sudden, it divides into two and then disappears into nowhere from this video. And no one can explain what this animal is, why it's doing what it's doing, and if it even is an animal. But it looks like something living.
But it can't be an animal because of those lights.
I know.
Because there's absolutely no way. Because when I saw it the first time, I thought it was somewhat of an octopus or a squid.
Yo.
But then when you see the head and those weird lights, it can't be an animal. It has to be a machine.
Look, you do get animals that emit light. You know, that is possible. And there are animals that do emit what you could call disco lights. Yeah.
But not like that, though.
But not like this.
Yeah.
This is something that we haven't spotted before. And what freaked me out as well is the shape of this thing. It just looks like something out of this world. It doesn't look like it comes from this earth. But hey, deep down in the ocean, we know more about the moon than we know about our oceans.
Precies.
So that could also, it could maybe just be something we haven't seen before. But it is the freakiest, the weirdest thing ever. I think what drove it over the edge for me was when this animal started dissolving into itself and then just disappeared off the screen. Don't know where it went, how it got there, but it's, go check it out for yourself. It's going to freak you out. If you know what this animal is, please let us know as well. If you maybe are an oceanographer or
marine biologist,
if you know anything about this animal, please let us know. But I think personally, it came here on an asteroid from another planet. Because it doesn't look like anything I've ever seen on this earth. Go check it out. It is our mystery creature from 3,700 feet below the Indian Ocean. That's how deep they found this animal. Go check it out. It'll freak you out, I promise you.
The Joyride with Nikku, Nikki, Aaron, and JB. On OFM, proudly made possible by Arinel Pharmacy Group. Family values. Values for the whole family.